And stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray. Now, Bob Elliott and Dennis Howard present the CBS Radio Network. Everybody, this is Dennis Howard stepping in pinch-hitting for Ray Goulding, who is home with a bad haircut.
Bob Elliott here, and Dennis, a real welcome to you. I don't think many of the people know that very often in the past, when Ray has had a bad haircut or been sick, that you have to step in for him, but this is the first time you've had name credit.
Yes, this is, and the first time that I've stepped in and pinch-hit or substituted for Ray. And
you never say pinch-hit, you know.
I know.
Because pinch-hit means that somebody better is coming in than somebody inferior.
That I could do a better job in that case.
You are substituting for Ray, and we hope Ray's haircut is better by tomorrow and that he'll be back.
I hope so, too. I saw just a fleeting glimpse of it, and I can well understand why he wanted to stay home for a few days to let it grow out.
Well, Dennis, I guess you know the rundown of the show. We're going to have a Grand Motel episode today. We're going to be chatting with our guest of the week a little bit later, Ole O'Leahy, grand old man of radio. And first of all, we're scheduled to go to the Gourmet Club.
Where are you going to talk with him? I want to write that down here.
That'll be
Bob.
The last item on the show, Dan.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay. Right now, we're going to go over to the Gourmet Club, where they're having a special Children's Day, I understand. All of the waiters' children and the people who work there are gathered.
Just a second, let me get acclimated here to the studio. These are the earphones,
sure thing.
Right?
Those are Ray's earphones.
I think this is the first time I've substituted for Ray here at CBS.
Yes, it is. Before we go along, I wish you'd give the technically augmented disclaimer there that we do at the beginning.
Gee, how do you...
To say that everything is technically augmented.
Most of the applause, any laughter you hear, is technically augmented and phony.
I'd say that Ray Goulding is technically augmented today by Dennis Howard.
Terrific.
Now to the Gourmet Club.
Hello, everybody. Greet you from the beautifully appointed Bob and Ray Gourmet Club here in Midtown. On stage entertaining a wonderful turnout of members and guests. Our kids of the Gourmet Club staff singing up there.
Right, Claude, and rather than go through a long and boring list of celebrities who are here for this one day of the year, let's go down on the floor and pick up some of this fine entertainment.
When the handsome lad stopped to say,
the head waiter is directing the children, the head waiter there.
I believe his name is Leslie, isn't it?
Yes.
So now you've heard the story of how it's
Clyde?
Yes,
Clyde. Aren't they singing just a little too long? They know that our time on the air is limited.
Well, they were told to give a chorus. I think they're winding it up now.
Oh. Oh, still going.
Just wonderful, like that.
Gilly Gilly, awesome Captain Captain Jeremy Bogan by the sea.
I wouldn't want to
cry. Well, now, one of the solo performers, I believe Leslie's own child, little girl, is going to sing a song she learned at camp.
All right.
Quiet, everybody.
Let's listen to her.
Great green globs of greasy, grimy goat for guts. Mutilated monkey meat, dirty little birdie feet.
Oh, just
great
a minute,
green globs of
oh, wait.
Grease,
I might remind that little child.
Guts
and people
meat
are eating here.
Without my spoon.
Get that child out of here.
I guess that is about all we'll hear from the children. A rather unfortunate selection there that she
And we'll have to speak to Leslie about that. But now I see that the guide, or page, is coming down the center aisle with the guest a sandwich. And we have made plans for the guest to be one of the idols of the children we tried.
Hand the sandwich up here, please, Elaine,
but
so we may...
lively, Elaine.
Here, open the sealed envelope.
You can be replaced.
And open the sandwich, if you will, Claude. It is the sandwich of Dennis the Menace. And the children seem quite pleased about that.
Yes, they're all delighted. Now, the sandwich arrived in a rather messy brown paper bag and in waxed paper with scalloped edges. It is white bread, and the crusts have been removed with a sharp knife.
It looks like a peanut butter filling, Claude.
Plain peanut butter filling for Dennis the Menace.
Smooth style, and our thanks to Dennis for helping us play our radio game sandwich surprise. And now it's Ladies' Choice Square Dance time here at the Gourmet Club as the children of the waiters begin to enjoy the festivities following the sandwich opening, and we return you to our studios.
And back here we are indeed.
Dennis, what do you make of this thing here?
Well, it looks like a piece of paper.
Oh, what do you mean, what's on it? Prices, growth, and you. There's a free booklet some experts have gotten out, huh?
What's it for?
The piece of paper?
No, the free booklet.
Oh, it lays out how the nation can expand its economy and avoid more inflation at the same time.
Sounds like a blueprint everyone better read. Maybe we better send for the booklet ourselves. Someplace to write away to, I suppose.
Yes, let's see. Prices, growth, and you. Write to American Assembly, Columbia University, New York 27, New York.
Do you repeat that again, please?
No, I'd rather you
will. Well, I will. All right. American Assembly, Columbia University, New York 27, New York.
Well, let's send for one. Or two. One apiece.
One's enough. I'll share yours. Let's not hog them up.
Dennis, I wonder if you'd take this little introduction to our dramatic feature, Grand Motel.
Fine. Welcome to Grand Motel, a speck of a place, a heck of a place, on Route 14 near Hadleyville, where the mountains reach the sky and living is as easy as pie.
Well, Pa, business has certainly picked up for us here at Grand Motel.
Just showing great guns, Naomi.
Since we got the sign straightened out.
Yeah, the cars are pulling in one after another.
How do you do?
Any
kind of spot for me?
And Naomi, do we have any more units vacant?
Well, I think the folks in 11 are going to check out, but, sir, we'll have to put you on a standby. You'll have to sit here in the lobby.
Sir, if you'll just go over and sit down at that bench over there, we'll call you as soon as we're sure.
Beautiful place you've got here.
Well, we try to make it friendly. We serve the continental breakfast at all hours of the...
What was that? Did you hear something?
Sounded like dynamite to me.
Could be that. I hear tell they're going to put a new road through here. Might be the fellow starting on that.
Oh, can you imagine if they put a new six-lane superhighway right past our motel?
Oh, there's a new vacancy on the board, Naomi, number 63. Madam, do you have 63?
Yeah.
All right, your room is vacant now. You can take it. Just go down.
Wait a minute. Didn't I have the next one coming up?
No, the lady was ahead of you, sir. I'm sorry. She's been waiting 3 hours. We've never been so busy in our lives.
Thank you very much. Do you have somebody to help carry my bag?
Yes, front boy. Take this lady down to unit 63, please.
It's right next to 62, lady. Blow. And I'll be running down there with you.
George, Naomi, we'll have to be putting up more units. We're going to make a killing, Naomi. I feel it in my bones.
Hi.
Oh, yes, sir.
I know. I'm
sorry to give you the bad news, but we don't have any vacancies.
Well, gee, that's...
Where'd you say you were from?
I'm with the State Engineering Department.
Oh, good. Your fella's down there with the new road.
Yes, you can probably hear some of my men dynamiting now.
Yes, I do. I don't know whether we'll be able to take care of the extra business that a new road could bring us or not.
Well, I'm very tired. I wonder if you could find a spot for me to rest. See, we'll be working here for the next 6 to 8 months.
6 to 8 months, eh?
Yeah.
Well, is it going to be a six-lane highway right past our place?
Yeah,
I hear tell.
How many lanes will be shuffling traffic into us?
Well, it will be two lanes either direction. You see, the tunnel will start a half mile north of your place.
Uh-huh.
And then the exit from the tunnel is a half a mile beyond it.
Wonderful. Well, that's... tunnel, you say?
Tunnel?
Tunnel? What do you mean, tunnel?
Oh.
You mean they're going to tunnel right under where Grand Motel is?
Oh.
Why, Naomi, that'll divert all the traffic away from our place.
Oh.
We're ruined.
Looks like kindly old Leonard Humphrey and his beautiful daughter Naomi are in for more trouble as they try to compete in this troubled world at Grand Motel.
And now, important news about fast relief for cold miseries.
Well, Bob, that kind of news is always important, especially when it comes from four-way cold tablets.
Meet lovely Hollywood star Mona Freeman.
Hello. All this in motion pictures simply dread cold. Imagine trying to give a top performance with head and body aching and that awful feverish feeling. I have to fight cold miseries fast.
How do you do that, Miss Freeman?
At the first sign of a cold, I take marvelous four-way cold tablets. Four-way's the fast way to relieve cold distress, even of nasty virus colds.
You're right. Clinical tests of all the leading cold tablets proved four-way fastest acting. In minutes, four-way's exclusive formula speeds wonderful pain reliever into your bloodstream and all through your body. In the same time, the other leading brands showed no trace of pain-relieving medicines. None of the other leading cold tablets, only four-way, started so fast to relieve all these cold miseries.
Relieves muscular pains, headache.
Reduces fever.
Calms upset stomach.
Also overcomes irregularity. Get four-way cold tablets today, the fast way to relieve those nasty cold miseries so you begin to feel better right away. Four-way, only 29 cents.
And as promised, it's a real pleasure now to welcome back to radio after some year's absence. Good friend of ours, and a name that's familiar to a great many of you who remember some of the great days of radio, Mr. Ole Olehi, writer of such stellar shows as Merry Backstage, Noble Wife, Helen Harkness, Sob Sister, and Leo, perhaps the most successful was The Life and Loves of Linda Lovely. Would you say that?
Yes, I suppose I'd have to say that had the longest continuous run, Bob, but...
You certainly were responsible for some wonderful characters, and I suppose you have stories that you'll be telling us all this week about some of the actors who portrayed those roles.
I listened, of course, last week when you had that great old announcer.
Kent Lyle Birdley, yes.
Yes, with you, and it really opened up a floodgate of memories.
I'll bet it did.
And I only hope that... I can recall them here, like he did.
Well, I think probably you'll go home this evening, and by the time you arrive tomorrow for the show, you'll have thought of several that will have returned to your mind. Did you ever have anything really frightening happen in your years of writing and directing your stories?
Oh, yes. That Mary Backstage that you mentioned, I had several harrowing experiences.
Marcia Van Allshot portrayed Mary, didn't she?
Yes. And who was the... I can't even remember the...
Well, your memory...
I can't remember the male lead on that. It'll come...
Hugo Summerstopper was the old character.
Yes, yeah, wonderful fella. You know, he has a cattle farm now. He does very well.
He's retired, huh?
Yes.
Well, Leo, will you kind of dust off the old memory book and
come
in here tomorrow, and we'll certainly look forward to talking
great,
to you.
Great.
And we'll be back with our parting words in just 10 seconds. Dennis Howard, it's been fun having you here sitting in for Ray Goulding today, and
thank
I wanted
you
to sign off in his familiar manner.
Right. Until tomorrow, this is Dennis Howard reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
Only 7 more days to the premiere of the new daytime Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney show on the CBS Radio Network. This is San Francisco, KCBS AM-FM. More. CBS AM-FM. More.